Telstra concedes that network faults persist this morning while it continues to conduct welfare checks on customers who were unable to access 000 yesterday. The company has blamed a software defect for the mass network outage that began more than 24 hours ago. Communications Minister Annika Wells cut short her leave to respond to the crisis, saying yesterday it's a reason why telcos are the least trusted industry in Australia. Tim Ayres is the Federal Minister for Industry, Innovation and Science and joins me now. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, Sally, g'day.
What's the latest that the government is receiving from Telstra about not only dealing with what happened yesterday, but any continuing outages now this morning?
Well, you've outlined the situation pretty well in the introduction there. And of course, Annika Wells was up on AM this morning going through these issues in detail. There are still some challenges persisting in the Telstra network. Obviously, we're very concerned about passenger rail services in Victoria and New South Wales and monitoring the situation very closely in relation to 000 calls in particular. There's been some progress made, but Telstra's obviously scrambling to fix all of these issues. There'll be a full investigation in due course by the proper authority, ACMA. But right now, the communications minister is on deck dealing with these challenges.
The latest information yesterday was that the government wasn't aware of any death linked to failed 000 calls as a result of this outage. Is that still the case?
It's still the case, as far as I am aware, Sally. There is obviously work being undertaken by the authorities in each of the states to follow up on unanswered 000 calls, to do welfare checks and make sure people are okay. That work will continue over the course of the day. If there's anything to update the public on, the government will be transparent. Telstra is required to be transparent about those issues. There will be a full investigation by ACMA, as is legislated, as is required.
Telstra's Chief Financial Officer, Michael Acklin, says the company is, quote, deeply sorry for the impact of these outages. Is sorry good enough in the government's view, or should Telstra be fined?
Well, that will be determined by the investigation. We've got a very strong framework here for managing these kinds of issues. That includes very significant penalties. Right now, the focus has to be on recovery from this fault, getting passenger rail services up and going again for customers in Victoria and New South Wales, making sure that 000 is functioning properly for Telstra customers at all times. And, you know, I mean, it goes without saying, communications and digital infrastructure is part of the lifeblood of the economy. Each of these operators has responsibilities here. The framework is there to manage those, to make sure we've got a transparent investigative framework and to apply penalties where it's necessary.
The latest information yesterday is given updates. Telstra's given an update this morning saying that a subsequent 000 error had occurred and that it had been reduced by 90% but hadn't yet been entirely eliminated. Has the 000 issue been fixed?
Well, I saw that update as well. I've got nothing to add to that except to say 100% is the only acceptable figure here.
Does the government plan to take any further action after Shadow Communications spokesperson Sarah Henderson made several test calls to 000 yesterday?
I'm rarely shocked by developments in politics. I was absolutely shocked by that revelation. I just say to Australians, don't do what she did. You know, there is a framework here that is about managing these issues. Individual Australians taking it upon themselves, like apparently Senator Henderson did, to make telephone call, to make 000 calls, like, that is not in anybody's interest. It's utterly irresponsible. I just don't know why anybody would do that, but I'd certainly say nobody should follow her example.
The Communications Minister, Annika Wells, said yesterday there was no evidence to suggest any potential foul play involved in the outage. To the government's knowledge, is that still remain the case?
Well, that is still the case. There will obviously be a thorough investigation led by ACMA. The government and the security agencies obviously work very closely on cybersecurity issues with the telecommunications operators, but there is no evidence in front of the government that suggests that's the case. But right now we're in recovery mode from this fault, making sure that that everybody's okay who rang 000 yesterday and potentially today, and making sure that passenger rail services and broader communication services are back on deck and functioning properly. There will be a full and thorough investigation led by ACMA, supported by the government, and we'll follow its conclusions in an evidence-based way.
Is there a sense that it should be easier for Australians to seek compensation for these kinds of events?
I haven't been taken to any of these, issues about whether, there's a requirement here for compensation, Sally. I just say, obviously, there's a deep frustration. This occurred recently with Optus. It's happened over the last couple of days with Telstra. The government is obviously frustrated. Australians are obviously frustrated. The focus now needs to be on making sure that everything here is functional again. There'll be a proper investigation. The government's legislative response the last time around was a very thorough response. Very significant penalties and powers, the 000 custodian, all of these reforms are being put in place, but we'll work through the investigation in a careful way to make sure the public interest is looked after.
Tim Ayres, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.